And I'm Tom Hall. Before we go, I want to call your attention to our website, again, wypr.org/Maryland Morning, where you will find a picture of the Maryland Morning staff, our producers, myself, Nathan Sterner, and Guy Fawkes, who is in wax effigy. He was burned this weekend in memory of Guy Fawkes Day, which happened last November. And this is a yearly project of our own Nathan Sterner. So, Nathan, this is something that you have been interested in and have done every year for as long as I've known you.
Yeah, I started celebrating Guy Fawkes Day, which, if you don't know, is a holiday that's started back in 1605, 1606 in England after a failed plot to blow up British Parliament and kill King James I. First. In the wake of the failed gunpowder plot, Guy Fawkes, who was part of the plot, the first one to be caught, was burned in effigy every year. I got involved in celebrating Guy Fawkes Day as a lark, really as a bad joke back when I was in college, but it was something that I kept with since the first time I did it was 1997, and I sort of built a weird wax effigy of Guy Fawkes, which is not the traditional way to celebrate this holiday, but it's the way I kind of enjoy doing it.
Yeah, so you ask us all to donate used candles.
Yes.
Which we all try to do. And then you take these candles and you melt them down, and then you go through great trouble creating this effigy of Guy Fawkes. I mean, Mr. Fawkes looks terrific in this
He looks like a guy. You know, the word guy in the English language, when you say, look at that guy over there, it actually comes from a Guy Fawkes. Because people, over the centuries, make this effigy and they burn it. And at one point, a strange-looking person came to be called a guy because the effigy would look so strange. And then the word guy just meant a person. And now when we say, you have such a wise guy, it's really hearkening back to Guy Fawkes.
It just became this guy.
Yeah.
And you burn him in effigy. You did this up at your parents' place in Pennsylvania over
this
the weekend.
True, yep.
Yeah. And we've got pictures of all of this on the website. Well, because the creation itself is terrific. He looks great. He's got a tie. He's got, you know, a red shirt, green
right
pants.
Now, he's just a little pile of ash, though.
He's terrific. So, yes. Yeah, he's
until no next more, year.
Until next year. All right. So check it out on the website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. On Wednesday, we're going to have a conversation about the Republican debate, which is happening tomorrow night. That'll be with E.R. Shipp from Morgan State University and Sherry Parks from the University of Maryland, along with Richard Cross, who's a Republican strategist and blogger. Hope you can join us for Maryland Morning. For Nathan Sterner, I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.